ready to discuss who no. start, who won't start?
It's preseason. Still in training camp, you know, and still got a lot of things to install between now and Saturday. Seriously, I mean, we have, you know, two-minute situations backed up, goal line situation still, two-point plays. I mean, we have so many things that we're not regardless of who starts the game, both guys will play. All three guys will play in the game, and do not read too much into who's starting that game. I'll tell you that.
Do you need to see, like, both guys play with starters in two games? Would that be fair?
I think we're trying to be very fair, John. I'll tell you that, and I think we are, and I believe that both guys understand that, and both guys have had an equal amount of reps. We're looking for consistency, regardless of who they're playing with, just overall consistency.
How tough are they making the decision on you?
Both guys are even. They're competitive guys. We have a lot of fun coaching both guys. They bring a lot of energy to the table. They're smart. They're good quarterbacks, and you know, like I've said from day one, one guy will start, the other guy will back up to start, you know, and we'll go from there.
How's Savage doing?
Savage is getting better, Mark. He really is. You know, I think he's made a lot of strides from his first year, and he's another guy. You know, I thought we had a 50-play scrimmage the other night with some of the younger guys in the bubble, and you know, I thought he did some decent things in that scrimmage. It was, you know, it was one of those things to get him into a rhythm, and mm-hmm. The other two guys weren't in that scrimmage, and he was in there, and I thought he did some good things.
Bill, with the game coming up Saturday, talk about the running backs a little bit on what you want to see out of these guys coming up.
Say that again.
Running back Saturday.
Yeah.
Specifically, Blue and Grimes.
Yeah, yeah. They're all going to play. Grimesy, we gave the day off today too, but you know, I think he'll be all right. He just, you know, he's had a lot of reps. I would say they'll all play in the game. Some of them will play different amount of reps and others, but just consistency. We like the group. They work extremely hard. They're smart guys. They're good teammates. So just going out there and playing consistent football will be good.
Could you talk about
Hal and McKinney? Dre Hal has really had a good offseason. He spent the offseason here. He trained in our weight room. He came back in great shape. His movement skills, I think, are better. We moved him to safety in the spring, but he can also play corner if we need him to. So he's a versatile player. He's a good special teams player. So he's a guy that we, again, another one of those guys that's really working hard out here to make the team and understands, you know, that he's got a role and he's got to really do a good job with that role. McKinney has come in here as a rookie, and we think he's an instinctive, smart player who's learning every day, plays hard. He's a tough guy, and we've, you know, like I said, we enjoy coaching him, too.
Hilliard and how he's doing?
Hilliard's improved every day, Mark. He really has. I you know, I think to this day, to this date, really like the way he runs the ball. You know, I think he well-coached in college and at LSU, and smart kid, really good kid to coach. He's made our roster very competitive.
Bill, do you have any time to watch Hard Knocks tonight? I mean,
I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the first episode. I called my parents and I asked them not to watch it.
Why? Any specific reason?
Especially my mother. She's Irish Catholic and she goes to Mass, I think, every day, and she's not going to be very happy with me.
Overall, are you happy with what the product showed?
I think they do a good job. I think that the Hard Knocks people to this day, to where we are right now, have done a really good job of working with us. Matt Dissinger is a guy that's been very good to work with, and you know, I think that, again, I think it should showcase the players, and I think it does showcases a lot of players in a good way, and that's a good thing for the Houston Texans.
How are you not letting it affect what you say and do out there when you know, obviously, your cameras are there and
yeah.
You're concerned about what you're saying?
It's always been important to me, Mark, to just be myself, you know, and, you know, whether you succeed or fail in life, at least you did it being yourself, you know, not trying to be somebody else, and that's what I try to do is just be myself. I'm not really concerned about cameras. But like I said, I may get a phone call tomorrow morning from my mother.
With all the competitions at quarterback and running back, is that going to affect how many plays the ones are going to get in the first two preseason games?
I don't think so. We actually do the reps probably more based on individuals than we do on units. Because in many cases, you know, there's certain guys that we know probably will start for us, but you know, there's still some competitive battles at a lot of positions. So we're not really looking at we actually divide the team up sometimes in certain drills into red and blue, and that's a mixture of ones and twos and threes. And so that's it's more of an individual deal when we look at the reps in the games. Good. Yeah, he came back in shape. He ran a conditioning test out here. Really was, to me, be 35 years old and come back here and run that conditioning test and pass it, you know, I thought was really good for our team to see that. So, yeah, no, he's come back in shape.
Coach, after Richmond, how was it coming back here? And also, can you just talk a little bit about Whitney versus his progress?
You know, it was good to go to Richmond. It was good to practice against another team. We got a lot of work done. It's good competitive work. You know, the last day, you know, it got a little heated, but it wasn't a wasted day for us. I mean, we went over to our field, and we got a lot done. We got a lot of situational work done, red area, two-minute short yardage goal. I mean, we got a lot done. So it was good for us and good 3 days up there. And I think Merciless is one of the more improved guys on our team from this year, from last year to this year, and a really good teammate, fun guy to coach. Yeah, he's a valuable guy. You know, John's a guy that's one of those unsung hero type guys. You know, I see him in here every morning about 5:45. Gets here very early. Goes into weight room, works out. You know, gets some extra snaps, some extra stretching. You know, he just really wants to be good at what he does. And he's a those guys that are like that. I've been around a few of those guys. You know, in my time in the NFL, and they're very valuable to the team.
How does Polk kind of fit into the idea of versatility? It looks like he can make plays running for you, catching it out of the backfield.
Yeah, it's like I said the other day, Polk's a talented guy. I think the big thing with Chris is staying healthy. He's been out here for two straight days. He was part of that scrimmage. He did a really good job, you know, in the scrimmage, and he came out here today and had some nice plays out here today, you know, when we were backed up. I think he had a big pass, you know, reception, you know, for big gain. So I think the big thing with him is just staying healthy and being able to be out here, you know, being available is a big thing for him.
Is Jadeveon still on target for the 17th? You mentioned that might be a day.
Yeah, you know, August 17th is the day that I think our medical team has talked to him about, you know, but again, with JD, it's, you know, if he feels ready to go on that day, his knee feels good, he'll go. We're not going to be rush him back. We feel like that's a good date for him. So, yeah, we're on target for that, and hopefully he'll get out here and be able to do something that day.
Stays healthy. Can he play a lot in this game?
He in this coming game, yeah, he should play. He should get a lot of snaps on Saturday.
How important is this game for him, considering?
Well, John, you know, I think it's important for everybody. Anybody that plays in this game, you know, it's a very important game. Not everybody will play in this game, but the guys that do play in the game, you know, it's a chance to get on film. It's another chance to show us what you can do. It's another chance to make your case that you want to be part of this team, that you can make this team. So I think anybody that plays in this game, it's important.
How's Jeff Pagan doing?
He's back out on the field, and I think he's same thing. It's, being out there, being healthy. When he's out there and playing hard, he's a good football player, and the key for him is being out there.
You mentioned Hal. Who has the leg up at safety between he and Eddie at this point?
That's a very good competition. Both guys are very, very competitive guys. There's other guys in there, too. I mean, they're not the only ones, You know, you've got Raheem that's doing some things well. You've got, Corey Moore. Lonnie Ballantyne should be back from his injury tomorrow. Should be out there practicing tomorrow. So it's a competitive position. It's a good bunch of good guys that know our defense well. And so it's definitely a competitive battle there.
Who among those guys will start on Saturday?
I don't know. I wouldn't look too much. I really wouldn't. In the preseason, I would not be reading too much into who starts the game at any position.